better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Getting pretty hot and heavy on the Cherokees, you know, hotline. Lots of people are kind of up in arms about this whole coaching search right now, so we'll try to work through the phone calls. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino hotline. Skip is in Bella Vista. What's going on, Skip?
Hey, guys. Hey, y'all are worrying too much.
You're probably right, Skip.
No, Lane Kiffin is not that big a deal anyway. I mean,
We're not worried about Lane Kiffin. We're worried about what if you don't get Lane Kiffin. That's the worry. The worry is not Lane Kiffin. The worry is what if you don't get Lane Kiffin? Then what? It's the unknown. I'm worried about the unknown.
You know, you're talking about Mike Leach. He's not signed that contract. There's only a one-year extension anyway. So, I mean, if he decided he wanted to come here, he'd be out there anyway.
That ship seems like it's leaving the port. So,
and you know, Mike Gundy, you're right about that. We haven't heard anything. Nobody's even brought up his name. He could be another like Musselman. Mm-hmm. He'd be right under our nose and might even know it. I mean, I think Connor Juracek plays it so close to the best that nobody knows exactly what he is doing.
Well, see, and Skip, and that's what I'm hoping for. I am hoping that this entire process of talking about who, what, when, where, how in this coaching search all week long has just been a sham. Just a complete and total speculatory nonsense is what I'm hoping that it's been, because Hunter Yurachek's just sitting back literally in his office smoking a cigar with a glass of scotch, just waiting, just knowing that, hey, I got this and I got somebody that's going to blow your socks off, and everybody else that you've been mentioning, smoke screens all around.
Laughing at us right
now. That's what I'm hoping is happening.
Yep.
But it's just a matter of the anticipation has been building so much this week. And when names get thrown out, whether it's Lane Kiffin or Mike Norvell or whoever that people bought into and said they want that to be that guy, when you start seeing them just going off the shelf where they're no longer available, people start to get in panic mode. It's the same thing that happened with the Eric Musselman hire. And you're hoping that it's going to be the same way in this hire, where all these ones that you thought were realistic expectations of getting them as a coach get off the shelf, but you end up still with the prized thing that was in the back that nobody really knew that was available. It's what you're hoping for.
I want to ask you, do you just feel the Memphis State coach and the rumor about him having a gambling debts?
I mean,
well, you know, 2 years ago there were some rumors circulating. There's some. I've heard two different tales of this, but I've been told by people that know him well, that when you're talking about Mike Norvell, that there's nothing to these rumors. And I've been told that a lot of them were started by Ole Miss, which is somewhat of a rival of Memphis. So, and he's not happy about it. Some people say Arkansas's some of their previous administrators started it. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told by somebody that says they know that Memphis was behind the origination of some of those rumors, that to damage his market value, if you will.
You mean Ole Miss?
Ole Miss was behind it to damage Norvell's market value in the coaching market.
I get you.
I mean, it's been some crazy things. He owes the Dixon Mafia money and throw games to pay off his debts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Doesn't seem like a crime pay at all. Thanks. I just wondered what it looked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, appreciate
going on. I didn't believe any of that, but.
Yeah. Well, appreciate the phone call, Skip.
Yeah.
That was the other thing, too, is I thought was interesting with this whole Ole Miss, Quinn Kiffin thing. Ole Miss completely and totally, like, threw Chris Kiffin, who is Lane Kiffin's brother, under the bus when it came to all this NCAA nonsense. And that kind of fact, I was like, wouldn't that be, like, a thing that you wouldn't want to go to Ole Miss because of that fact? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, he's still an option that's playing in it, that's for sure. Oh, Lord. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Miss Lisa, Northeast Arkansas. What's going on, Miss Lisa? Oh.
Well, you talk about cigars and scotch. If we don't have a coach by Monday, I'm going to be sitting out here smoking a cigar and drinking scotch. What are we going to do? Go back and apologize to Chad Morris and ask him to come back? Yeah. I thought we hit the ground running and money was no object.
Well,
y'all know something that you're not telling. I can see by watching you on the body language.
Watching us on the body language. Yeah. No, it's...
Now, Tommy, why are you laughing?
Tommy's too busy looking at you in the camera to let you know about his facial expressions right now. Well, yeah, why are you laughing, Tommy?
I'm just a happy guy.
Well, yeah.
I'm just a happy guy.
I'm telling you, I don't care what you think about me. I have just about drove myself crazy. I can't sleep. I'm walking the floor. I went Christmas shopping yesterday and couldn't even enjoy that. And people said, Lisa, what's wrong with you that know me? I said, we don't have a coach. And they said, oh, my God, well, they'll get a coach. And I said, well, we might not. We'll get one. It'll be some jackleg that nobody wants. I mean, I'm concerned about it. I hope it's somebody. Huh?
Now we can't even hire Blake Anderson. He's going to Missouri.
I know. I heard that yesterday, and God bless him because everything he's been through and the way they're talking about him over here, it's pitiful, pitiful. But anyway, so much for ASU. I'm not worried about ASU. I'm worried about Arkansas. Now, the plane was over here in Jonesboro 2 days in a row, bringing Steve Cox home and picking Steve Cox back up again. I don't know where the thing went, but everybody texted me pictures and all that kind of stuff. Just enough to, push me over the edge more. And they know how I am, so they send me everything they get their hands on.
So did you call him? Did you call him? Did you call him?
Oh, Steve, yes, I did. I've called him twice. I called him the first time. He said, no, I'm not supposed to tell this, but I don't care. I'm going to tell it anyway. The first time I called him, he said, now, Miss Lisa, I've got people trying to get through to me right now, and I'm not taking their calls. I'm trying to settle you down. You know how he talks. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. It's going to be all right. Stay with me. Stay with me. Well, the second time, he was gone. So I left him a message about 10 minutes long, and I've asked the Lord to forgive me. I don't know if Steve has yet or not. But anyway... We've got to have a coach. We've got to have a coach. We got to get out of this. Listen, I'm 61 years old. I would like to live long enough to see us go to another bowl game. And, that's creeping up. My age is, what does the Bible say, 3 score and 10 or something like that? 4 score, whatever.
I think Abraham Lincoln.
4 score and 10.
I think Abraham Lincoln said that, yeah.
Well, whoever said it, God or Abraham Lincoln, I'm getting there. Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to sit back down and worry some more.
All right. Well, as always, Lisa, we appreciate it, and hopefully your health is okay.
Yeah.
And but, wow. By the way, Miss Lisa was someone was asking in from the 870 if they could get a Xanax prescription there for Miss Lisa. Listen, don't worry about it. All right, the hire's not been made.
I understand you
get stressed out with the process, but the hire's not been made. There's no reason to freak out until someone signs on the dotted line. There's no reason for it,
other than early signing periods in 12 days.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, Tommy. We didn't think there was going to...
Other than it's another lost class. Other than that, no worries.
But, Tommy, we knew that was going to happen no matter who the coach was.
Other than you're going to finish 140th in recruiting. Other than that, it's fine.
But we knew that was going to happen no matter who the coach was. So that didn't matter. I mean, we knew that was coming. So now it's just a matter of who signs on the dotted line. And until someone signs on the dotted line, there's no reason to stress out. But I think that's just falling on deaf ears because I don't think it's going to matter. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. JR's in Marshall. What's going on, JR?
Guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. Have you guys ever seen so much panic over such an issue? It's crazy.
Well, that's important.
It's good to be passionate about, your football team and stuff like that, but it is important. And, man, I tell you what, somebody can put a name out there on these message boards and people just, they go crazy, and they just get so worked up and excited. Is Gundy playing in a game Saturday?
He is not.
No.
Okay. So, you know, at that, I guess, you know, if that's the case, there may be some inner work going on there.
Well, let me tell you that. Let me just tell you this. According to my rigorous research on the Mike Gundy contract, there are potential bonuses that take place into his current contract at Oklahoma State through championship weekend of 2019. So, not saying one way or the other.
Like a retention bonus?
Well, just no, like bonuses depending on how the regular season went, hitting certain goals that they had lined out. So, if he's hit those certain goals, he gets paid, but those only go into effect championship weekend.
Ah.
So
he's got to be the head coach.
Correct.
This weekend for those to hit.
That's right. Ah. So, just keep that in mind. That's an interesting fact.
I've got a cousin who lives in Oklahoma, and he brought his name up last week that they were talking about him, you know, being a candidate for the job. Nobody said anything about it around here in Arkansas, but he was talking about it. So, I mean, there must be a little bit of action going on there about that. So, interesting. It'd be interesting to see. You know,
yeah.
He's a big enough name. He would definitely help the program.
Oh, and without question.
He could hit. Yeah, you know, I think that I would feel a lot better with him than I would Lane Kiffin.
Oh,
hands down. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, JR. I mean, that's a name that hasn't really been mentioned enough. And here's the thing: I felt like over the past few coaching searches, at least Arkansas's had, Gundy always got thrown into the mix. Like he was always a name that got really mentioned a lot. But in this one, not even close. A
couple things that I think are notable, beyond notable shifts at Oklahoma State have happened. First, T. Boone Pickens has passed away.
That's right. That's a big factor.
And he was a big supporter of Mike Gundy.
They were close.
Look at the money he poured into that stadium and that program. He made the famous statement one night in the television booth. I mean, how often does a supporter get to go on with Brent Musburger when he was doing the primetime game? T. Boone did. He said, Brent, I don't know if you can buy a national championship, but we're going to find out here in Stillwater. He poured enough money into that program to find out, and they got close.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much money he had, and he donated enough to try to buy a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Did all he could. He was the biggest supporter of Mike Gundy they had over there. At times when the AD and Mike Gundy didn't see eye to eye, but didn't matter because T-Boone
had his back.
T-Boone not there no more.
Mm.
And, you know, football coaches and preachers, you know, you get up around that 10-year mark, they've heard all the sermons. You know, Gundy's been here a long time.
He has.
When you've run your course.
Been there since 2005. What more can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And if your guy's gone, his son goes to the U of A.
Yep.
His haircut is named the Arkansas Waterfall. I mean, we're just putting things together here.
I am.
We're just making it happen. So it's a fascinating name.
You're saying things have changed where I could see why he might want to find an exit point in Stillwater.
And also, fun fact, when the Tennessee job was open, Mike Gundy met with representatives from Tennessee down in Dallas. Well, like, that was
there's
confirmed.
Been reports he's met with Arkansas representatives in the past.
So, obviously, you know,
he supposedly met with Jeff Long when the job has been open before.
Now, but then also, you keep this in mind, folks. Jimmy Sexton represents guys like Lane Kiffin, guys like Mike Norvell, some of these coaches that you're looking at. And in a lot of cases, this may just be Jimmy Sexton doing Jimmy Sexton things. He's the best in the business for a reason. So just keep that in mind, too, where it may not all be what it seems. At least that's all what you're hearing.
Brought to you by World of Wireless this morning. You can lock in your price for 2 years this weekend with World of Wireless. And if you bought a 4K TV this past weekend with all of the big sales that were going on Black Friday weekend, why not get the 4K satellite service? It does you no good to have a 4K TV if you don't have 4K television service. World of Wireless can get you fixed up with that. The new Hopper system is 4K ready. So just because you have a 4K TV doesn't mean you plug it in and it works 4K ready.
That's right.
That's not. I found that out the hard way. It's kind of frustrating. Hey, I'm going to watch this game in 4K. No, you're not. If you don't have the right satellite box, you're not. Get the right satellite box. World of Wireless can get you fixed up. And if you're paying $130 or $40 a month right now for like three or four rooms in your house, that's ridiculous. Absolutely stupid. So call World of Wireless. Three TVs, less than $75 a month for 2 years. 877-305-DISH. Get 4K ready with World of Wireless.
Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Danny is in Russellville. What's going on, Danny?
Good morning, guys. I really don't want to get in a bidding war for Lane Kiffin. Do you?
No. No, because Lane Kiffin's not worth getting into a bidding
war.
Yeah, you don't need to get into a bidding war with Lane Kiffin, because even though I think Lane Kiffin could do a good job, you do not need to have him here paying him $5.5 million or more a year.
He's not worth it.
No, he's not. He's not.
And why should we overpay for a coach? We've already done that with Chad Morris.
True.
I would rather, like you guys said, I would rather hire Eli Drinkowitz or Lunny and use the money on assistants than overpay for Lane Kiffin. I mean, if he doesn't want to be here, we don't want him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason Mike Norvell's not a serious, because he's obviously doesn't want the job. I want somebody that wants the job. If he'd rather be at Ole Miss than Arkansas, he's not our coach, right?
That's right.
I mean, we don't want somebody like that. I mean, Eli may be coming. His record is very impressive. I know he's only been there a year, but man, he's everywhere he's been. He's been gold. Anyway, guys, thanks for taking my call and have a good day.
I appreciate it, Danny.
The thing with Eli is, you're right, Danny. Everywhere he's been gold. He did a great job. The only thing that in his resume that didn't make sense is why did Gus leave him at Jonesboro? I don't have an answer there. You know, he was on the staff with Gus at Jonesboro. At A-State, and then he stayed with Brian Harsin there. Mm-hmm. When Harsin came on, did such a good job, Harsin took him to Boise, which is where Brian Harsin's from. We have a question. Maybe we'll get to that about Brian Harsin. Is he a candidate? I don't really think so, because Idaho and Boise State's home base for him. He's a Chris Peterson guy, played for him, coached with him, coached for him. I just don't really see him leaving Boise State, but who knows? He's, you know, maybe the big money would attract him to leave there. That's home for him.
Yeah.
But back to Eli, he did such a good job there. He got the OC job at NC State, knocked that out of the park, and App State hired him as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's making $750 a year plus some small incentives. I mean, any Power 5 head coaching job is going to be attractive to him. But you don't want to take the first one and it, you know, they're going to be cautious after seeing what happened to Chad Morris here.
Mm-hmm. And my concern with Eli Drinkowitz would be that as good of his record is this year, I mean, last year App State still went 11-2.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he came in and they were struggling as a program and then he rejuvenated and got it going.
Right.
I don't know, because that to me has a feeling of like remember Stan Heath type situation where head coach for 1 year, had a great year, and you hired him and obviously didn't work out.
The way it was supposed to play out, the way it was told to me, was Kiffin to Arkansas, Norvell to Florida State, Eli Drinkowitz to Memphis. Mm-hmm. That's the way it was supposed to go. That's the way Jimmy Sexton was supposed to orchestrate this mess. Maybe it'll still work out that way, but it's looking like Ole Miss is trying to mess everything up.
Mm-hmm. But who was the name? What was the name you said? As far as
Jimmy Sexton.
Jimmy Sexton.
Jimmy Sexton.
Yeah.
And all of this Ole Miss, Arkansas, you think it perhaps is just a bidding war? Perhaps.
It's Jimmy Sexton doing Jimmy it's Sexton things.
Jimmy Sexton trying to get his client.
It's his job.
From $4 million a year to $5.5 million.
Listen, if I was a coach, if I was a player, I'd hire Jimmy Sexton.
Yeah.
The guy's the best in the business. But these are the things that he does.
Does he take radio hosts for clients?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Get us paid. But yeah, that's what he does. Because you know what? When his clients get paid, he gets paid. And that's why he's so good at his job, even though it frustrates everybody to no end. So just remember that. Again, keep that in mind when you see all these rumors flying and coaches meeting with coaches and da-da-da-da. Just hold on. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Big Suey's in Fort Smith. What's going on, Big Suey?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I read some things, and if you guys don't mind later on, like, you know, who's Andy Hodges? I think he writes for you guys for Hit the Line. So I read something about the coaches were told not to report to their offices. And if that's the case, then that means there's a coach that's coming probably this weekend. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Well, I think so. And I think it was also reported that guys like Barry Lunny and Jeff Traylor were also instructed not to put their houses up on the market.
Let me add one more little thing to that that I know personally for fact, all right?
This is fact.
This is fact because I talked directly to this particular vendor who was hired to come in and fix some things in the players' lounge yesterday that they wanted fixed before this weekend, that the university hired this particular vendor that is a client of mine. And, you know, I don't need to go into the details of what it was, but it's just something simple that, hey, we need this fixed before this weekend. There was like, hey, we want this done now.
Yeah.
So they were, it seems like there is some sense of urgency to kind of get everything ship-shaped. Makes me wonder why this was like something simple. Why was this out of working order to begin with? But yeah.
Okay.
So there, I would agree that there does seem to be some kind of timeline to get things done.
Let me ask you this other question. You know, we're all living in the moment. Arkansas is horrible. You know, we're just at wit's end. But at the end of the day, if you think about the 20, 30 year psychology, at the end of the day, Arkansas is still a better place economically, right? If you're a coach and you've been studying college football for 20, 30 years, Arkansas is still a better place. Would y'all agree with that?
I think so.
In Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Well, here,
historically.
Here's one thing I've had coaches tell me, that the culture, how do I put this? The culture at Arkansas and in Fayetteville, when you're recruiting to Fayetteville, is more difficult than a place like Ole Miss, because Ole Miss is closer to Memphis, and it's more relatable to today's African-American athlete than Fayetteville is. For the African-American athlete, they relate more with some of the culture and some of the things to do at night and weekends with more Little Rock than they do Fayetteville. And then I've been told that many of the athletes will sometimes spend in off-season weekends and stuff going to Fayetteville for some of the clubs and some of the music and some of the things that they enjoy in that city versus Fayetteville. And that Memphis is more of a draw to some of the athletes that, and is closer to Oxford, obviously, than and that's one of the things, one of the challenges Fayetteville has. So that's how it's been explained to me. It's a cultural thing, too, that makes it a challenge in recruiting.
Mm-hmm. And we've heard that from all types, not just football, basketball, and everything.
Yeah, that's not just a football issue. So, and that's one thing I think they've tried to quietly work on behind the scenes.
So, I think so, too.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Everybody's staying home. Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
It is a Friday, after all, and since it is Friday and there's a lot of big games going on this weekend, we got to get into our Fence Man Friday picks.
Fenceman Friday football picks. Call the Fenceman for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fenceman. We ain't afraid of no work.
All right, we have Henry the Fenceman, and it's been like it's been a while since we've been able to see you. You've had your other guys coming in, but they did a good job for you, by the way.
Yeah, we're still last, Rob.
Ah, well, you know. But you've been improving. All right, you've narrowed the gap.
Well, good.
You narrowed the gap. So just to give everybody an update on the standings right now. Last week was a good week for everybody else but me, as Clay, heading into this week, has taken the lead. He is at 28. I am still nipping at his toes, though, at 27. Tommy, you were sitting at 25. And Henry, you were at 23. So it's narrowed the gap a little bit.
Championship weekend, boys.
Yeah, that's right. For many different reasons besides the actual games themselves. It's championship weekend for us here on the Morning Rush and our Fence Man Friday pick. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. We'll start with the game that's, of course, a big one for many different reasons in the college football playoff. Ohio State and Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State is favored by 15.5 points in this game. Henry, who do you got?
Well, I have relatives in Ohio, so I'm going to go with Ohio.
I'm going to go with Ohio State.
Good reason.
Go Ohio State. All right, Tommy?
I picked against Ohio State last week. Big mistake. Going with Ohio State this week.
Ohio State. All right, Clay?
Ohio State.
Ohio State. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be the difference maker here. I'm going to go with Wisconsin. They probably won't win, but hey, 15.5 points.
over two touchdowns. It's a good amount of points. So,
well, they blew Michigan away last week.
Give me the Badgers in that regard. All right. Other big game, Big 12 championship game. Got to talk about this one. It's a rematch of the regular season between Oklahoma and Baylor. Baylor's only loss this year was to Oklahoma. Oklahoma, of course, lost to Kansas State. But this one's going to be a big one for both of these teams as they're still trying to get into the college football playoff. Oklahoma's favored by 9 points in this game. Give me Baylor. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. Give me Baylor. It's tough to beat a team twice in one season. I feel like Baylor's going to have a little bit of revenge. I think Matt Rhule's doing a fantastic job down there. Give me the Bears. Clay?
Well, Baylor did really well for about a quarter in that game, and then Oklahoma just shellacked them. I mean, it looked like they got rolling, and they were clearly the better team, more talented. I'll take Oklahoma.
All right. Tommy?
I'll go with... Let me hold my note.
OU. You're going to go with OU? Okay. Yeah, I know you're not enjoying saying that, but that's, I mean, not a bad pick at all. What about you, Henry?
With Oklahoma.
Going with Oklahoma. Man, I may be the one that either gets really put behind or I really gain some ground here. So, but this is what championship weekend is all about. All right, and the big game, finally, the one that we care the most about, at least I do, is the SEC championship game. LSU in Georgia, number 2 versus number 4 in the college football playoff rankings. This has a lot riding on it. I mean, this is essentially a play-in game to the playoff, if you want to look at it that way. It opened up where Georgia was, LSU was only a 3-point favorite. Now they are a 7-point favorite, so a touchdown favorite for LSU. Henry, who are you going with?
I'm going to go with LSU.
I'm going to go with LSU. Hey, listen, they've been just dominating everybody so far this year. Not a bad pick at all. Tommy?
Give me the Cajuns.
The Cajuns. All right. Going with LSU. Clay?
I got LSU. I think they're the better team, and they've been clearly the best team in the country this year, and I think that, that Georgia's got a few little nagging injuries and don't have near the offense that the Tigers do, so I go with LSU.
Are y'all just going to agree on every game this week? Good grief.
No, I mean, think that I have taken the favorites in all three, but Danny Sheridan, I had lunch with him when he was spoke at the Touchdown Club, and he told me if you want to make hay in picking and betting, you should go with underdogs. Mm-hmm. Now he also says you don't pick every game, you pick spots.
Yeah.
So, we don't get to pick spots. We have to pick every game that you come up with, John.
That's true. Well, for the sake of going along with the same trend, give me Georgia. Like I said, this is either going to put me way behind or it's going to put me way ahead. So it's probably going to put me way behind, but I'll go ahead and go with the Georgia Bulldogs there. All right, and finally, here's our bonus question. Since Arkansas is not playing this week, we're going to have some fun with this one. We have to give our name for who we think the head coach is going to be.
Ooh.
Now, you can pick the same as somebody else. So just throwing that out there. You don't have to all do different ones, but you got to go ahead and say right now your name for the coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Clay, we'll start with you. Who do you think it is?
I got no idea. I really don't. And I hate to make a pick. I'll just defer and say Barry Lunny since he's already on the staff. And I don't have any. And maybe that's who I would like to see get the job. It's just a sentimental pick. And I have a lot of respect for Barry, his dad, the whole family. And I think that everything he did was right. So let me just say that would be somebody that I would like to see get the job. So that's why I'm picking him. I don't have any clue that he's going to get it.
Okay. Tommy?
I'm kind of in the same boat with Clay. And I hope they get this done before we reconvene Monday. Let me go with Drinkwitz just because I know he's a guy that'll take the job if they get to a point where they got to get someone in here.
Mm-hmm.
At least I feel confident he's a guy that will say yes under just about any circumstance.
Right.
So
that's fair.
These other players in the matter, I'm not sure that, they'll necessarily say yes under any circumstance. So that guy, I'm pretty certain will say yes. So give me him.
Okay.
Barry will say yes.
Yeah. Barry's another one like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Henry?
I have no idea.
I know.
I'll go with Barry.
You'll go with Barry as well. Okay. Hey, listen, it's a safe pick. It's a safe pick.
Who knows?
Yeah. That's the thing is nobody knows. That's what makes this fun is because none of us know. So it's really just a crapshoot in this whole ordeal.
Come on, say Kiffin. Do it.
No. I'm not going to say Kiffin.
Come on, say.
Give me Mike Gundy.
I knew he was going to say
give me
that.
Gundy. Yeah, I'm casting my lots. I'm rolling the dice. That's what I want. Give me Gundy. It probably won't happen, but hey, for the sake of variety, I could go 4-for-4 this week, or I'll go 0-4. Probably more likely for 0-4, but at least I'm going to go out
I
on
I know what's going to happen. In one of these segments, you're gonna have a rejoin, and it's going to be a Billy Ray Cyrus song.
Yes, yes, exactly right. Exactly
the mullet,
right.
The mullet reigns king.
Hey, if you need a new fence, you need to call the fence man. Henry's right here. Henry, tell him about it. You can get a new fence installed before the end of the year for him.
Absolutely, yeah. Just give us a call. We'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate. So we're available.
Hey, if it's a wood fence for your backyard, you need a commercial application, whether you need razor wire to keep people like Clay Henry out of your backyard, they can do anything you want. Custom wrought iron gates, powered opening gates, anything you need, they do it if it involves a fence. 479-782-3936. That's 782-3936. Northwest Arkansas, River Valley, anywhere you're listening this morning, call the fence man, 782-3936. Good to see you, Henry.
Good to see you guys.
Hey, appreciate it. More of the Morning Rush coming up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas. 80 yards.
We have a ton of people that have been texting and calling in today and also being a part of the live stream. We always appreciate you guys listening in and giving your thoughts and opinions. One of the things that people keep bringing up is our comments about Lane Kiffin and how we're, like, I believe I'm trying to find the text message. Sorry, there's been so many, but it's Jackson and Harrison says, can you guys give a little more info on why you're so adamant that it's not Kiffin? What has changed since last night? I don't think we're adamant.
We are. We just believe there's been some movement there. You know, Ole Miss has entered the equation. We believe, based on some information that Clay has gotten, that I've gotten, that you know, there's it's out there. It's not just exclusive to us, that Arkansas is perhaps moved on and has not even tendered offer to become head coach at Arkansas to Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's indeed the case, we're just walking through the scenarios. We believe that Arkansas perhaps has not even given an offer to Lane Kiffin at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, and again, we're not sitting back and saying for sure it's going to happen.
Tells you they know anything 100%, and don't hear that that's what we're saying, because we're not saying that. Nobody knows anything 100% other than Hunter Yurecek, and he's not talking.
Mm-mm.
So, but that's
not saying a word.
That seems to be what's going on right now, is they're not giving him an offer. That seems to be the word right now.
And no one's going to have an issue with that if the actual hire is made and it's somebody that people can at least equate to a Lane Kiffin type hire.
Someone perceived better than Lane Kiffin.
Correct. Now, and it depends on what you look at as a fan and as someone who's been following this coaching search as a better hire. Some people will say, for instance, a Brian Harsin, because that's another name that we've thrown around this morning, that Brian Harsin would not be as big of a hire because he does not have the name recognition that Lane Kiffin does, which is true.
Because he hadn't coached in the SEC like Lane Kiffin did.
It's factual.
He didn't coach at Alabama like Lane Kiffin did.
But Brian Harsin, in my opinion, would be a great hire because he has had great success at Boise State. He's been able to, and we're just talking about, he's gone 7-5 every year. We're talking about top 25 rankings every season, winning his conference and his divisions. He's been able to do that. And
I think he's a better head coach.
Yes, yes. He has more experience as a head coach, at least quality experience as a head coach. And another factor that I'd want to throw into, I believe I'd give somebody like Brian Harsin a chance, and assuming, because I think what we were looking it up, he's only making or scheduled to make like $1.7, $1.8 million this next season. So it's not like you'd have to really bid a high number. But again, it goes back to what we talked about and I discussed yesterday. It has to do with the fact of what assistant coaches could you get? And if somebody like Brian Harsin, in this case, could get great assistant coaches to come along with them, that would be huge. And I think everybody would be on board with that. But now it's just a matter of, you know, waiting and seeing and just knowing that if it's not Lane Kiffin, who would be somebody that you'd be okay with? But I feel like no matter who the hire is going to be, there's going to be mad Razorback fans. They're going to be upset. They're going to be frustrated. They're going to say that this was an epic failure and that Hunter Yurecek needs to be fired. That's just going to happen, so just get ready for it.
It's always going to be that faction of the fan base. But let's give Hunter time to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was upset when Kelvin Sampson was kind of eliminated from the basketball search. Oh, this thing's falling apart. We're never going to be relevant in college basketball again. Where are those people now? Oh, they're on the must bus. So, I mean, let's just give Hunter Yurecek a chance to do his job here.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got a lot of faith that he's going to deliver. So let's just see what happens.
Yeah, and I know, Clay, that since we've been talking about these names and all of that, I think that it's just a stressful time. You've been through a lot of different coaching searches at Arkansas, and a lot of them have been pretty memorable, ones that got crazy and ones that blew people's minds, because the one that always I think of, and maybe it's just because of recent memory, is when Brett Bielema was hired. I know that obviously it's hindsight's 2020, but when that hire was made, no, at least I didn't. I wasn't in the media, but I had no clue. I didn't even see that coming. There was names getting thrown around like crazy, and then when they made that hire, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That's a good hire.
There are rumors out there that there's somebody just like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be introduced, and I don't know who it is, and it'll be a surprise. And so there you go, and you know, somebody like Brett. I mean, there's not going to be any rumors or anything about him because he didn't tell anybody. I mean, he told his wife at the very end, and that was it. And if you are a sitting Power Five coach that's successful, you cannot risk talking about it. There won't be anybody that knows, just like what you say. There's nobody knows that Gundy's. If it is Gundy, it's been, you know, a well-kept secret. excuse me. It's not, that'd be a long shot, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. And the what you cannot do if you're a sitting head coach at a Power Five schools, you cannot do what Houston Nutt did, which was go sit on the Nebraska plane for a little while and have everybody know that you're doing that. I mean, that was the beginning of the end for Houston at Arkansas. And Frank told him that and says, don't flirt. Either you do it or you don't even talk. And that's kind of how it has to be. And, I'm sure if it's Brian Harsin, you know, he's kept that, you know, close to the vest because he does not want to damage his relationships with the power brokers at Boise State. And if he's going to stay, you can't just reach out and touch. It doesn't work that way.
And also it makes me wonder too, because this was something with Arkansas's history, you've really only had, at least most people's lifetimes, three athletic directors. You've had Frank Broyles, you had Jeff Long, and now you have Hunter Yurecek. And we saw how Hunter Yurecek handled the hiring of Eric Musselman, and now we're going to see exactly how he handles the hiring of whoever the next Razorback football coach is. But this is also something I've always found as curious, is how are athletic directors looked at, particularly from the coaching circles or from other school circles? Like Hunter Yurecek, is he the type of guy that has and can demand respect from people in those circles? Because I think that goes a long way, too, is how would coaches or how do agents who are having to deal with Hunter Yurecek, how do they view him as an athletic director, especially at a place like Arkansas?
Yeah, I think that he's looked upon by the coaches. And I know in talking to Chad Morris, assistant coaches, that they were comfortable with Hunter. And, I mean, and until the end when he pulled the plug, which, he made them feel like they were supported until he no longer could afford to support them. And I think that's the way he will be viewed. Dave Van Horn will tell you that he's given him every tool that he needs. I mean, the idea that they're going to build that new facility in baseball speaks well for Hunter. He saw a need and immediately got on track to fix it. And you see what Dave's done with basically. You could flip a coin between Vanderbilt, Texas, and Arkansas, the number one recruiting class in the country that they've just signed. Not committed, signed. It is incredible. And I think Hunter is viewed by the coaches at Arkansas that he is willing to help them, and he does not meddle in their affairs. I think that he's going to hold them accountable, which is something that I'm not sure Jeff Long did. When you look at what happened with Petrino and Bielema, then you'd say, no, he didn't. But I think that that's in. So I don't think that the idea that he fired Chad Morris after 2 years has cost him any cachet or whatever with the national coach. And, you know, he'll be looked upon as like, is he paying the coach the right amount of money? That's how he'll be viewed around the country. And are they taking care of assistant coaches?
Morning Rush brought to you by Art's Barbecue Burgers and More. Every Saturday, $1 off burgers. So if you want to stop in tomorrow and have a great burger, they've got that on Saturdays. Also, Catfish Friday, every Friday at Art's. And don't forget, with Christmas just around the corner, hey, if you wanted to fry a turkey for Thanksgiving, you didn't get around to it, you don't want the mess, you don't want the hazard and the hassle that comes along with that, Art's can do all of that for you. You can even take your turkey or your ham. They'll take care of all of the smoking or the fried turkey for you. Or if you want to do a smoked prime rib or a smoked beef tenderloin or a smoked pork loin for the holidays, or you need a corporate catering, you want to feed the staff at your office coming up over the next couple of weeks, call Wade. They can take care of everything for you, and they'll do a great job. Take care of everything you need. Just call him and he'll take care of it right now. 452-2550. That's 452-2550 for Art's Barbecue Burgers and More.
You know, that was an interesting comment that you made, Clay, because when I feel like if I'm an athletic director, I want to hire a coach and stay out of the way. Give him all the things that he needs to be successful, but let him do his job. I don't want to be the face out there. I don't want to be the guy that's getting all the attention. I don't want to pull a Jerry Jones and have my own press conference after every win and loss. And I think that there was an issue with that, or at least from the perspective that you got that from Jeff Long a lot, where he was more about wanting to be out there, wanting his face to be seen, more about
ego.
Yeah, more about campaigning for himself. And I don't get that vibe from Hunter Yurecek at all, which is a great thing. And I'm wondering how far does that go when it comes to you wanting to hire a coach where you can sell coaches on that, but being like, listen, I'm going to give you everything that you need to do and have to be successful, and I'm going to stay out of your way. I'll be here if you need me. I'll make sure that we talk. I make sure that we communicate, and I make sure that you know my thoughts and opinions, but I'm not going to get in your way. And I feel like that's a lot of times where you see fractured relationships with coaches and athletic directors so often, and why some coaches may move on to other schools, even though it seems like they're in such a great situation, is because that coach and athletic director relationship is so important, and something that may not get something that we even understand as fans or as people in the media of just how important that is, Clay.
Yeah, I know that Hunter met with Chad Morris every week. And just like Frank Broyles met with Houston Nutt every week, and apparently it was one of those deals. Hey, you know, I don't think that it was Hunter quizzing Chad on what he was doing. I think it was Chad just giving him a report. You know, this is what the week's like. This is what we're going. This is what we're going. This is our discipline issues. Going through decisions that you make with internal discipline. That's what the athletic director wants to know. Well, I can tell you that Jeff Long and Bobby Petrino didn't have that relationship. I know early on, going to Razorback clubs, Jeff would tag along, you know, and you would think, well, that's a good thing. Well, Bobby didn't want him tagging along, and that was cut out. And they didn't ever go to the same Razorback club meetings. And I think that early on, that relationship soured. And in the end, that's what got you, is that they couldn't, you know, that the chain of command did not work with Bobby. And you knew that was going on at the time. And so you need to have a relationship with the athletic director and the coach where there is the proper respect given on both ends, so that one knows who the boss is and the other one knows who the coach is. And there can be no blurring of the lines between those two deals. And I think that's what Hunter understands that his job is. So, and I've seen it through the years. I've seen it work and not work. I saw it not work between Coach Broyles and Coach Hatfield. Saw it work between Coach Broyles and Houston Nutt for the most part. And, there were a lot of people that thought he meddled with Houston. Other than, you know, the failed Gus Malzahn marriage, that's the only time that I saw Frank do something. And I don't think that was something he wanted to do. But, it's the one thing I was pleased about, and I don't think ever works, is when an athletic director says, well, it's gone badly for the last 2 years, now change up your staff. And that's what fans oftentimes want. That's a bad idea. If he wants to change up his staff, then that's a good idea. But if he doesn't want to, then then you should just go a different direction, and that's what they did.
Are you going through a divorce, child, or a custody issue, DHS, maybe a criminal matter? You need our friend Kevin Hickey to represent you through the whole process. Kevin's seen it all, dealt with it all, angry spouses bringing false accusations, ugly custody battles, DHS not giving you the whole story, what's going on with your kids. You name it, Kevin's seen it. He can help you with it and guide you through the whole process. Caring individuals at Kevin Hickey Law that will help you and aggressively represent your interest. Call the professionals at Kevin Hickey Law Partners, 479-434-2414 in the River Valley, 479-802-6560 at their Northwest Arkansas office. Find those numbers and more online at kevinhickeylaw.com. That's kevinhickeylaw.com.
By the way, this came through the timeline here on footballscoop.com. They reported that Indiana has announced a new 7-year contract for their head coach, Tom Allen, just announced this morning. He's 18 and 19 in 3 seasons. Now, why does this even matter? It's because they've reported that Arkansas had serious interest in Tom Allen, head coach of Indiana. And I could be wrong about that, but I feel like that was just probably an agent playing games, because that was a name that didn't even get thrown around. And the fact that they're even mentioning it in the story, I don't know about all that. But it was just that's the latest thing when it comes to the coaching carousel. So any of you that were actually throwing around a name like Tom Allen, which I don't think we had anybody say, just know that he has signed a new contract with his school at Indiana. So just to keep that in mind as well. We had a lot of people, of course, texting into the Cherokee Casino hotline, 877-377-6963. JT in Hot Springs was talking about how you got to be able to pay big money for a big-time coach. And because we were talking about the assistant coaches, and if you brought in somebody like a Brian Harsin, what type of salary would you be paying him? Maybe you could get him on a little of a lesser salary than what you could for a big-name coach. But here's the thing, and this is my whole point, and I'm not saying that you can't go out and hire a big-name coach and pay him big-time money, and that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that at all. I am just saying that you don't have to have the mindset that, all right, $6 million a year is going to be the only way that you can get back to relevancy in college football. You cannot have the mentality that you're going to have to overspend for a coach getting to bidding wars with other teams to think that that's the only way you as a football program can be successful. And if you want to hear the latest example of that, look at Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, obviously, there's interest there with the Ole Miss job. Do you really want to get into a bidding war with Lane Kiffin where, say, if you won that bidding war, you're ending up paying him $5.5 to $6 million a year? I mean, is that something you really want to do? Is he really worth that much? I don't think he is. And that's what I'm saying when it comes to these big-name coaches, that especially if they're getting mentioned with other coaching of opens or openings and availabilities, you don't want to get into that mess, because then that's usually when you get burned the worst, especially at a place like Arkansas. So these names are getting thrown out, like the Brian Harsins and all of that. Not saying they would for sure work. Not saying they would be rock star hires. Not saying that they would even be a hire that would excite the fan base. But what I do know about those hires is that you wouldn't have to outbid or overspend for those coaches, which could open up other opportunities to get assistant coaches in here, because we know how important and vital those are as well. You're having to pay buyouts right now, folks. Like, Chad Moore's buyout was a big buyout. You know, the whole thing with Brett Bielema still up in the air, whether or not you're actually paying him. But you have that. You have John Chavis and his buyout. I mean, you have buyouts that you have to take care of. And everybody thinks that it's just an unlimited amount of money that Arkansas has, but they don't. And so I'm sure that that's one of the major things that's being considered in this whole ordeal, is that whoever they hire, they want to make sure that they either get a rock star hire that's getting big money, or they get a really solid hire that's able to be opening up some opportunities for assistant coaches. Because you cannot be successful, and you won't be successful, if you go out and you hire a coach that's a big risk, and you're unable to get the amount of funding to be able to support the assistant coaches that go along with it. That's what I'm saying. So just remember that. But it's like Brandon on Twitter he says, the show this morning is depressing. Yurchik might as well resign before the end of the year if he gets punked by Ole Miss. No. Fans will never look at him the same again. That's not what's happening. I mean, seriously.
Well, hey, go ahead. Guys, just to be clear, there is nothing that says Kiffin is out yet.
No, not at all.
I mean, I think that's the word that they think. That's what we've said, the rumor last night. But there's nothing that's on, you know, that's there. He could still be introduced Sunday as the Arkansas coach.
And I thought we'd been pretty clear about that. But, again,
Those were the rumors last night. I'm not saying it. So
hearing,
we're just giving you other options out there. But there isn't anything that says he's out.
No.
Sure.
And that's what people, again, have to also take into consideration, is that all these names that are getting thrown out, we say what we're hearing. We say what we think. We say just looking at and taking the observations as they are, putting some pieces together in the back end of things. These are some things that just may make sense, that may be happening. But at the end of the day, just like we've seen with almost every single coaching search that Arkansas has had in recent memory, people really have a lot of ideas about one thing, but it ends up being something completely different. And I don't see any reason why this head coaching search will not be any different, especially when you compare it to the Eric Musselman hire that was just made a few months ago. Yeah. I think it's all going to be the same.
Let's let it play out. Let's see the result, and then we'll make a judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So just in the last 30 minutes, I've somebody that told me that it was going to be Hunter Yurecek before anybody else knew it, that he was going to be the AD, says it's Kiffin. So there you go.
There you have it.
We'll see what happens.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
All right, let's get into your SEC update.
Somebody said we've got SEC bias. Deal with it. They're the best.
In the SEC, it just means more.
I know one thing. The SEC just got a little tougher.
This is your SEC update on the Morning Rush.
All right, it is time for your SEC update presented by Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear.
Man, we are running out of weekends to do your shopping for the Christmas holidays. You need to get to the Ozarks this weekend for all the best brands. Clothing and footwear brands by Carhartt, Columbia, boutique brands, Blowfish, New Balance, Twisted X, Ariat. I mean, the list keeps going. And if you want to personalize any of that, they can do that in their print and embroidery shop right there in store. So any customized shirts, jackets, they can do all of that. Corporate gifts, they can handle that as well. Also, check out their indoor firing range. They've got 15 lanes, temperature controlled. They've recently upgraded with a $250,000 upgrade for charging and turning targets, onboard cameras, lights, and a whole lot more. They have range memberships, which would make a great holiday gift as well for someone on your Christmas list. It's all at the Ozarks for a joyful and easy shopping experience. Ozark Sportsman Supply and Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear, Highway 412 West, barely out of Springdale in Taneytown.
So for your SEC update, obviously the other two coaching positions that are open right now with Ole Miss and Missouri, Ole Miss fans were really excited yesterday as it looked like Lane Kiffin was interviewing for the job with them. They feel very confident that he might be their next head coach. But again, it just depends on who you look at and where you're from. But obviously,
both fan bases think they're hiring Lane Kiffin.
Yes, it's going to be at least a good amount.
Clay, it's going to be an interesting weekend, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth watching. Yeah, I like this weekend as far as the best. You know, I've been holding my Heisman Trophy vote to see these games and see if there's anything that changes my mind. And, I hope everybody else, I hear all these people that have already sent their vote in. And, I mean, why would you do that when there's still games to play in some of the candidates that I guess they're candidates. There's no – you don't get a list on your ballot. It's blank. But there would still be chances for someone to see a possible Heisman Trophy player at work. And I want to see Chase Young for Ohio State. I want to see Joe Burrow from LSU. I think that's those guys are they're in the mix for this. And I think it's going to be fun to watch these games. And also some games involving possible Arkansas coaches, whether it be Lane Kiffin, whether it be, there's several others that have games that you want to see them.
And in other SEC news, as far as dealing with the Missouri coaching search, this is according to Dave Matter, who writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He is saying that apparently the Board of Trustees up there in Missouri, as well as the people involved with the coaching search, they are very fearful of a lesser name or unknown name coach being hired due to the fact that they are in desperate need of support from the fans. And if they don't have the excitement from the fans, they'll
ticket
be
ticket sales. And you know, you always think it's a business decision. And, you know, you can go through professional sports and a lot of times they fire a coach and move on to another one just to impact ticket sales. And, you know, whether it's right or wrong. Now, I mean, when you see 2-10, 2-10, well, then that, and you see waning support, that's what you do. And the you know, so many bad losses, in when you're in good shape, like Oklahoma was when they elevated, their coach Lincoln Riley, or you know, you can look at Ohio State with Ryan Day or Dabo Sweeney with it's like you're not at rock bottom, and it's hard to elevate somebody off of a staff when it's rock bottom, and that's the tough part about Lunny. It's like, can you elevate him off of this staff? And would you separate him away from all those coaches and say that wasn't him? That's not his coaching. Yeah. Anyway, I think there's tweets out there that say we've lopped off Lane Kiffin and he's not a possibility. I don't think that's true. I think he's still a possibility.
Hey, quick, we got about 40 seconds here. 50 years ago today, Arkansas, Texas, 69 shootout. Just some perspective from you before we hit the break.
Well, I was 15. I mean, I was alive at that time, and I was old enough to, go and watch a game. I was at that game. I was a few rows back in the stands behind the president, Billy Graham. It was incredible. Yeah, we've got a complete section on that in the Democrat Gazette, Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette this morning. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, you got to check that out for sure, as it is one of, if not the most memorable game in Razorback sports history.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.
All right, let's get into your SEC update.
Somebody said we've got SEC bias. Deal with it. They're the best.
In the SEC, it just means more.
I know one thing. The SEC just got a little tougher.
This is your SEC update on the Morning Rush.
All right, it is time for your SEC update presented by Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear.
Man, we are running out of weekends to do your shopping for the Christmas holidays. You need to get to the Ozarks this weekend for all the best brands, clothing and footwear brands by Carhartt, Columbia, boutique brands, Blowfish, New Balance, Twisted X, Ariat. I mean, the list keeps going. And if you want to personalize any of that, they can do that in their print and embroidery shop right there in store. So any customized shirts, jackets, they can do all of that. Corporate gifts, they can handle that as well. Also, check out their indoor firing range. They've got 15 lanes, temperature controlled. They've recently upgraded with $250,000 upgrade for charging and turning targets, onboard cameras, lights, and a whole lot more. They have range memberships, which would make a great holiday gift as well for someone on your Christmas list. It's all at the Ozarks for a joyful and easy shopping experience. Ozark Sportsman Supply and Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear, Highway 412 West, barely out of Springdale in Taneytown.
So for your SEC update, obviously the other two coaching positions that are open right now with Ole Miss and Missouri. Ole Miss fans were really excited yesterday as it looked like Lane Kiffin was interviewing for the job with them. They feel very confident that he might be their next head coach. But again, it just depends on who you look at and where you're from. But obviously,
both fan bases think they're hiring Lane Kiffin.
Yes, it's going to be at least a good amount.
Clay, it's going to be an interesting weekend, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth watching. Yeah, I like this weekend as far as the best. I've been holding my Heisman Trophy vote to see these games and see if there's anything that changes my mind. And, I hope everybody else, I hear all these people that have already sent their vote in. And, I mean, why would you do that when there's still games to play in some of the candidates that I guess they're candidates. There's no – you don't get a list on your ballot. It's blank. But there would still be chances for someone to see a possible Heisman Trophy player at work. And I want to see Chase Young for Ohio State. I want to see Joe Burrow from LSU. I think that's those guys are they're in the mix for this. And I think it's going to be fun to watch these games. And also some games involving possible Arkansas coaches, whether it be Lane Kiffin, whether it be, there's several others that have games that you want to see them.
And in other SEC news, as far as dealing with the Missouri coaching search, this is according to Dave Matter, who writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He is saying that apparently the Board of Trustees up there in Missouri, as well as the people involved with the coaching search, they are very fearful of a lesser name or unknown name coach being hired due to the fact that they are in desperate need of support from the fans. And if they don't have the excitement from the fans, they'll
ticket sales. And you always think it's a business decision. And, you know, you can go through professional sports and a lot of times they fire a coach and move on to another one just to impact ticket sales. And, you know, whether it's right or wrong. Now, I mean, when you see 2-10, 2-10, well, then that, yeah, and you see waning support, that's what you do. And so many bad losses. And when you're in good shape, like Oklahoma was when they elevated, their coach, Lincoln Riley, or, you know, you can look at Ohio State with Ryan Day or Dabo Sweeney with, it's like, you're not at rock bottom, and it's hard, it's hard to elevate somebody off of a staff when it's rock bottom. And that's the tough part about, Lunny. You know, it's like, can you elevate him off of this staff? And, would you separate him away from all those coaches and say that wasn't him? That's not his coaching. Yeah. Anyway, I think there's tweets out there that say we've lopped off Lane Kiffin and he's not a possibility. I don't think that's true. I think he's still a possibility.
Hey, quick, we got about 40 seconds here. 50 years ago today, Arkansas, Texas, 69 shootout. Just some perspective from you before we hit the break.
Well, I was 15. I mean, I was alive at that time, and I was old enough to, go and watch a game. I was at that game. I was a few rows back in the stands behind the president, Billy Graham. It was incredible. Yeah. We've got a complete section on that in the Democrat Gazette, Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, this morning. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, you got to check that out for sure. It is one of, if not the most memorable game in Razorback sports history.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.